Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This week, we look back and discuss some of the very best albums of the decade and remember some of the artists we lost in 2019.
I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed.
Plus, Greg, King of the Mixtapes, will share his annual set of songs reflecting the year just passed.
That's all coming up on Sound Opinions. You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week I'll be sharing my year-end mixtape, and we're also going to talk about some of the people we lost in music in 2019. But first, our favorite albums of the decade.
We have 2010 to 2019 just passed. What is the best music of this decade? That took a lot of consideration.
No doubt. And to me, just picking out one or two albums, which we are about to do.
That's all we're going to do.
Albums that represent the entire decade for us is a difficult task. But, you know, when it came right down to it, the records that I chose, Jim, as I know is true for you as well, these albums just resonated over time.
Yeah.
They continue to amaze me and move me. And, you know, they really stand up over time. I have to say this about Frank Ocean's Blonde, which is my album of the decade, one of my two albums of the decade for sure, released in 2016. I can put this on at any time, and it puts me in a particular headspace that I just love going back to over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a wonderful record. And I loved the preceding record that he had put out, Channel Orange.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great record, 2012. But the thing I love about Blonde, the songs were perhaps less conventionally structured than the ones on Channel Orange, but in many ways more moving, if that's possible, than that record. Because I think what we saw is Ocean stripping away everything that wasn't absolutely necessary to this music. So what we were left with on many of the tracks is just his voice and a guitar and maybe some keyboards, maybe even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
The way he orchestrated his voices on this record is just incredible. It's like he's playing characters in a play or a movie scene. And throughout the record, they're having this conversation that's going on, the vulnerability that is exposed in these records. I'm hearing things like echoes of church hymns, bossa nova, The Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere, those kind of really intimate music that puts you in a kind of, you know, when I say spiritual place, it sounds corny and hokey, and maybe it is, but it kind of puts me in that space. The other thing about Frank Ocean that's amazing is that this guy has made such dominating records, such records that have resonated with people, and nobody really knows that much about him.
No, he's a cipher.
He's a mystery. And the thing that I love about this record, there's an element of nostalgia. There's an element of warmth here. But it's about, you know, that those lines. We're going back to Brian Wilson and God Only Knows, you know. It's over in no time, the best life, he says this on this record. And that last song where he talks about the table is prepared for you. What was I doing for the last 4 years? I was making this record for you. You know, that just gets me every time. Here's a track that kind of encapsulates some of that sense of things passing, innocence gone. Pink and White from Frank Ocean, the Blonde record, one of my albums of the decade.
That's the way every day goes, every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed
Pink and White by Frank Ocean, an incredible record, Greg, I agree. My second best album of this decade, we'll get to our number ones in a second, is Courtney Barnett. Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. 2015, what an incredible artist Courtney Barnett is. She has a novelist's eye for detail, a poet's ability to perfectly encapsulate a memorable phrase, and Kurt Cobain's power of giving us an incredible gut punch, rock and roll-wise, at the same time that she's giving us extraordinary melodies. Both of them, my artists of the decade, also have only released two albums in this decade. They're taking their time. They are completely spontaneous on stage and on album, and yet they're not giving us a lot of noise, a lot of product. You get the sense that this whole star trip, this branding, this that all of those horrible words that are anathema to great art, I think, is secondary. They're giving us art when they feel they have art worthy of us hearing. And Barnett, you know, at one point on Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit, tells us, put me on a pedestal, I'll only disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we are now, entertain us, gabba gabba, we accept you, one of us, one of us. We're a community of like-minded people who care passionately about this art of popular music. Here's Elevator Operator from that Courtney Barnett first full album, debut 2015. Courtney Barnett, Elevator Operator. My number two album of the decade was Courtney Barnett's debut. Greg, your number one album of the decade.
What an amazing record. In fact, it was vying with the record that I'm going to play as my album of the decade as the album of the year in 2015. I finally came down on the side of Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly,
but Kendrick
Courtney
has,
is right up there.
Kendrick is great, brilliant, absolutely. It's in my top 10 of the decade, but he hasn't been on Sound Opinions. Courtney has.
That's true. and it's interesting because To Pimp a Butterfly is my choice for the album of the decade, but he won the Pulitzer Prize for Music, the first non-classical, non-jazz album to be awarded that for Damn in 2017. Mm. So in some ways, I'm cutting against the grain here. Damn was the one that got the Pulitzer.
But no, I think, I'm with you on Pimp a Butterfly.
I think To Pimp a Butterfly is one of the central pieces of music in the entire decade. It defined the Black Lives Matter movement to me better than any piece of music in the decade. He went from Good Kid, Mad City in 2012, where he was looking back at his life as a kid growing up in a really tough area of the country, where gangs ruled the universe, and he was trying to negotiate that divide between getting out and staying in and somehow trying to make the most of what looked like a real struggle to survive and shedding some light on that situation. And in To Pimp a Butterfly, it's that kid, the good kid in the Mad City, coming out into the world and realizing this is just another form of prison, you know, for black people in this country. You know, it's not, you know, the prison is everywhere. It's all around you. It's a it's a social, political prison as much as the one with the police stations and the gangbangers back in the in Compton was for him. So that realization brought home in a really vivid fashion with some of the most diverse music you will hear on any record made in the last couple of decades. You know, sort of a mini history of African American music specifically, and actually going back to the deepest roots in Africa. The song I want to play, King Kunta, is based on a slave depicted in Alex Haley's novel Roots, The Saga of an American Family. And it's basically Kendrick's take on James Brown paying tribute to African music and the struggle that has been going on for centuries in this country for black freedom. King Kunta, from Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly on Sound Opinions.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth cause sitting in my throne again. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell.
That is King Kunta. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly is the album, my album of the decade. Jim, your album of the decade is?
Well, you know, it is tattooed, the band's name, here on my left arm, Greg. Lester Bangs said that when he saw the Ramones, it was as if everything he'd ever been hoping for in rock and roll had come to life on stage there at CBGB. And I kind of feel that way about Savages. You know, the art punk aesthetic of Wire or something like My Bloody Valentine merged with the songwriting power and ability of Nirvana, you know, instantly grabbing you, and a uniquely female energy. Three of the best instrumentalists that I've heard ever, right? I mean, Faye Milton, Issa Hassan, Gemma Thompson, doing what they're doing with guitar, bass, and drums. Things that I didn't think I'd ever hear. This is going somewhere new, right? I mean, let's face it. We're you know, since the 50s, guitar, bass, drums. What else you got, right? These women were stretching the envelope. And then, you know, Jenny Beth as front woman. Just, I mean, take a little Patti Smith. Take a little Kurt Cobain. I mean, take any great rock and roll front person you can name over the history of rock and roll, and it's that intense is her stage performance. I went with Silence Yourself, the 2013 debut, which is about, I think, trying to find individuality in this moment of conformity, of technological overload, of growing, you know, fascistic tendencies in society. Equally as inspiring was the second album. They only produced two in this decade, Adore Life, which is about the power of love to get over all of that. Both albums really are about the challenges we face and the power of love and believing in yourself as an individual to move forward. You know, anyway, I love Savages. If they never give us another album, they've given us two perfect ones in the last decade. I'm going to play Shut Up, which is, you know, an anthem, a warning, a protest, all of the above. You know, I hear anger, I hear disgust, I hear contempt, but I also hear a joy in being alive and in finding community with people who think like you do. Savages on Sound Opinion. Savages, Shut Up, my album of the decade. Silence Yourself. Man!
I love that record too, Jim. In fact, I think we're due for new music. I would love to hear new albums from Frank Ocean, Kendrick Lamar, Courtney Barnett, and Savages, the four artists that we named as our favorites from
It's absolutely true.
The 2010s.
But even if we don't get that,
yeah.
Their accomplishments
absolutely.
Between 2010 and 2019.
They left an indelible mark. Now we want to hear from you. What albums define the decade for you and why? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Coming up, I share my year-end mixtape. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, brewing Chicago-inspired beers since 1988. Our friends at Goose Island have award-winning, refreshing beverages ranging from hazy IPAs to the new 312 Lemonade Shandy, only available in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And one of Sound Opinions' traditions is to end the year with mixtapes that we feel reflect the last 12 months. Every year, Greg, I wind up apologizing for not being as devoted to, obsessed with is another way to put it, the idea of a mixtape as you. I mean, I have mixtapes that I made in the 80s from when I was in college, you know, and I still want to shuffle all the order there. I have ADD when it comes to being DJ. You know, I just like what I wanted to play 15 minutes ago is different
right.
than what I want to play right now. So I'm lousy at mixtapes. You, however, are a true master. So I am seeding the entire mixtape project because I know how conservatively 20, 30 hours you spent on this.
Well, you know, amazingly enough, it comes pretty fast. I mean, once I get I have certain songs in mind that I definitely want to include, and then building around those songs is kind of the point. You know, you could easily do four mixtapes if you want to. But those songs sort of set the theme. And to me, Jim, my mixtapes are kind of like a way of keeping a journal. Instead of writing things down, I do that for a living, I make a sort of an oral journal, you know? And this is a way of reminding me. Like, I'll look back on my mixtape from 2003 and go, oh, yeah, I remember that year from these songs.
All right.
So that's what I'm doing here, in a way. I have to say, 2018's mixtape was a man, you know, the document of a man, a very angry person. Who's not happy with the fate of the world. This year, I'm still kind of in that same space, but there's a little hint of optimism at the end, and I'll talk about that a little later. But I want to kick this off with four songs that kind of define the whole idea of a call to action, the idea of doing something, being active. And I see a more activist world around me, and I'm feeling some of that energy in the music I'm going to play here. I'm going to kick it off with a song called And We're Off, appropriately enough, by a band called Sneaks.
I love Sneaks.
And then The Comet is Coming, a great English jazz rock fusion trio. And I use fusion not in a derogatory way at all. This stuff really kicks with a song called Summon the Fire.
Yeah.
That is The Comet Is Coming with Summon the Fire. It's a British trio led by Shabaka Hutchings on saxophone, playing a mix of electronic music, rock, and jazz. One of my favorite records of the year, preceded by Sneaks with Hand We're Off, Eva Mulchan, is really Sneaks, but with collaborators. Next up, I want to go to an Irish band, Fontaines D.C., with a song called Boys in the Better Land, and there's a key line in there: you're not alive until you start kicking. And that's what I'm hearing in 2019. Followed up by Bob Mould with a song called I Fought on Sound Opinions.
You're not alive until you start kicking, when the room is spinning and the words aren't sticking. And the radio's on a better runaway model, with a face like sin and a heart like a James Joyce novel. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Well, put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Driver's got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, grits out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, oh, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, breathes out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, oh, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here.
Smash!
Good stuff, Greg. That is the opening of your 2019 mixtape. We heard Sneaks and The Comet Is Coming. We just heard Fontaine's DC and Bob Mould. And we want to hear from you. What song defined 2019 for you, the listener? Call and leave us a message on our hotline at 888-859-1800. You can also chat with us on Facebook and Twitter. People are giving us crap for not either of us including Billie Eilish in our top tens, Greg. But that's okay. We think everybody's a critic. We want to hear from you. Coming up next, more of Greg's mixtape set for 2019 after a short break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and I'm running through some songs from my 2019 mixtape. I talked about this being a mixtape that sort of starts up with an activist, angry voice, and finishes with a sense of, if not hope, it's certainly a sense that things may be turning around just a little bit. And I found a bunch of music sort of speaking to this idea of resilience, which I think is a really important theme in a lot of the music that I have loved over the decades. I'm sort of discovering that about myself as I become a more mature person, let's say, than I was 17 and listening to Ramones records, you know, which I still love, by the way. But I want to conclude the mixtape with four songs that sort of speak to this idea of resilience. Beginning with Lana Del Rey's Mariner's Apartment Complex. I think this was the key song on that fantastic record that she put out earlier this year. You know, I love it when Lana says, "I'm your man," in this mm-hmm. Cut where she's talking about this relationship. But instead, you know, in the past, she may have played more of the quote-unquote victim role or the person who was subservient to her partner. In this relationship and in the relationship she speaks about on this new record, she's very much the guiding light for this wayward person that she's in love with. And it's followed by Sharon Van Etten's 17. What I love about that song, it's Sharon speaking to her younger self with a real sense of empathy. It's almost like her younger self and her older selves are forgiving each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really powerful statement.
Two great records.
Lana Del Rey followed by Sharon Van Etten on my 2019 mixtape.
You took my sadness out of context at the Mariner's apartment complex. I ain't no candle in the wind. I'm the board, the lightning, the thunder, the kind of girl who's gonna make you wonder who you are and who you've been. Who I've been is with you on these beaches. Your Venice shit, your diehard, your weakness. Maybe I could save you from your sins. So kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus. My, you found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in. You lose your way, just take my hand. To me again. Don't look too far, right where you are. That's where I am. I'm your man. I'm your man. They mistook my kindness for weakness. I scuff up, I know that, but Jesus, can a girl just do the best she can? Catch a wave and take in the sweetness. Think about it, the darkness, the deepness, all the things that make me who I am. And who I am is a big time believer that people can change, that you don't have to leave her when everyone's talking. You can make a stand. Cause even in the dark I feel your resistance. You can see my heart burning in the distance. Baby, 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 I'm your man, yeah. You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to me again.
That was Sharon Van Etten with 17, one of the great anthems of 2019 on my mixtape, preceded by Mariner's Apartment Complex, another signature song from Lana Del Rey. Next up, I finish up my mixtape with two tracks that I think were among the most powerful pieces of music of the year for me personally, beginning with Sturgill Simpson with a track called Last Man Standing. The notion that Sturgill is not going to succumb to your rules. I'm making my own, and I'm going to get through this. Followed by Rafael Sadiq, Rikers Island. Jim, you and I both love that Jimmy Lee record. I love it when this track sort of blows out this whole notion of the tragedies that he's endured in his own family and widens it out to the community and what it's going through. The trauma and death in his own family widened out to an entire community. And those gospel voices testifying in this track really get me every time. It's his version of We Shall Overcome. And I think that's really what's how I wanted to end my mixtape. So here's Sturgill Simpson followed by Rafael Sadiq on my 2019 mixtape.
I never learned how to play, so I broke.
That is Rafael Sadiq with Rikers Island, preceded by Sturgill Simpson, Last Man Standing, concluding my 2019 mixtape, which you can hear in its entirety on Spotify, thanks to our producers who lined that up for you. We also want to hear from you, the listeners. What songs would be on your 2019 mixtape? Maybe you can make one on Spotify for us as well. Call 888-859-1800 and leave a message with your explanation.
Greg, as always, every year we like to recount some of the losses in the music world that meant the most to us, and there were a lot this year. We covered on the show Sarah Rahm Weber, Dick Dale, Hal Blaine, Andre Williams, Rocky Erickson. That one really hit me. Dr. John, Kim Shattuck of the Muffs, the novelist Nick Toshes. But there are always many that we don't get to in terms of taping and time. And Peggy Young, Neil Young's longtime spouse who sang on many of his records, Lorna Doom of the Germs, Peter Tork of the Monkees, João Gilberto, the father of bossa nova, Tony Glover, a great bluesman from Minnesota, inspiration to Dylan. I used to see him often gig once a week when I lived in Minneapolis. Two that we need to expand on a little bit that we haven't gotten. Roy Looney of the Flamin' Groovies, that voice.
I'm a monster.
On Teenage Head, one of the best rock songs of all time. He's one of the best rock vocalists of all time.
California, born and bred.
Yes, indeed, and Jim, and I also wanted to highlight Juice WRLD. For some of our listeners, this may be like, who are you talking about? This
is who are these two people?
21-year-old hip-hop artist out of Chicago. In fact, he just turned 21 when he had a seizure on an airplane that had landed at Midway Airport in Chicago and died hours later. True tragedy. Had started to make a lot of impact on the charts commercially, a couple of records that sold a million copies, and it was starting to develop a headlining arena artist stature in the business. He had toured with Nicki Minaj, was going to be doing an arena tour in 2020. All that is gone now, now that he's passed. Jared Higgins was his name. And the kid grew up, you know, learning how to play music, was a musical savant, you know, playing piano at age four, learned a number of instruments, was in the school band, started putting out mixtapes. One of the things that differentiated from him from a lot of his contemporaries and the generation that immediately preceded him, you know, this whole notion of SoundCloud rap, these young artists putting up their music on this SoundCloud platform. And what defined that sound? What is SoundCloud rap? It's very immediate, very stripped down. Some would say it's kind of like a parallel with lo-fi in the rock scene in the 80s and 90s. And there's an incredible amount of honesty and transparency. These artists, and Juice WRLD in particular, were singing about heartbreak and depression and self-medication. They were talking about not being the toughest kid on the block, mm-hmm. not being the best, you know, shooter or drug dealer or, you know, this powerful, all-consuming presence. They were talking about, I'm struggling with life. I'm like you, many people in their audience who are feeling the same way, and drove a deep connection with that generation of listeners who are not getting jobs when they're coming out of college, right, if they're even lucky enough to go to college. So his music really spoke to them, Jim, and I think a real loss because when an artist dies at 21 and you see the body of work that he's already created, you wonder what could he have done if he'd had another 10 years on the planet.
Absolutely.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better.
falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel a-okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed.
Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD, Chicago rapper on the rise, dead at the age of 21. We also want to hear from you. Which artists did you mourn the most in 2019? Give us a tribute. Call 888-859-1800. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Jim, next week we are going to talk about smoking weed, songs about pot.
It is now legal in many states, Mr. Cott. You can download Sound Opinions wherever you get your podcasts. As always, the show is produced by Brendan Banizak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
You made my heart break. You made my heart ache. You made my heart break. You made my heart ache. You made my heart break. You
baby, why don't you call me no more? Sugar, sugar, why don't you call me no more?
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
New messages.
What a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Hi, guys. This is Nina from Elgin. And I was just listening to DJ Shadow, and it was like if Emerson, Lake and Palmer and my favorite 90s hip-hop had a baby, and it blew my mind, and I loved it, and I love you guys and the show. Thank you.
Live a life that's past and never more.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Chris calling from New York, New York. Calling in with a favorite record of mine from 2019. It's Little Brothers, May the Lord Watch.
My pen used to run across the page doing suicides. When they said by 25 that you would lie inside a box, no control of the locks. It's like Vegas in the way, you don't see no clocks. I need all the luck, Shamrock.
An incredible record. We didn't honestly deserve it. Little Brother broke up. You know, they went their separate ways. Fonte did some solo work, did Foreign Exchange. Big Pooh put out some really good solo albums. And just to have the two of them come back together and really feel like lyrical equals for the first time on this record.
You, any comparison, it's whatever, man. Y'all can circle the Soleil all day, word to Yahweh. I'm good on whatever y'all say, so whenever y'all play my quotes, jot their notes.
Really wonderful beats, great producers like Crisis, giving these guys the beats that they deserve was a surprise, and I think the best thing that happened to music this year. So, yeah, thanks so much for the show. Love it. And happy holidays. Bye.
Hi, my name is Holly from Durham, North Carolina, and one of my top albums of 2019 is Even in the Tremor by Lady Lamb. She's just an excellent singer. Her lyrics always, they evoke feelings even if they're just very different than what you expect them to be or seem nonsensical.
We share, force a deep sleep and pretend we don't care. I'd hate to put us up against yesterday. I guess what can't be close must be far away.
And And I think that this new album is a continuation of great albums and EPs she's been putting out over the last 6 or so years.
Hi there, this is Greg from California. I'm calling about the Songs That Make You Cry episode. When you guys played All My Friends by LCD Sound System, that's one that always gets me all the time, but another one that gets me from LCD Sound System as well is Someone Great. That one really, when it comes on, I just kind of space out. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.